Good morning, everybody. I thought I'd do a little impromptu podcast this morning at walking the dog. Had a funny post last night. Somebody posted a picture of them sitting by the pool, and I think they were watching kids for like a junior camp or something, and they had their golf shoes on. And it was just kind of a funny, like, am I babysitting or being a golf pro? And it made me think and realize that that's pretty much a good explanation of what we do as golf professionals, and just wanted to share a little bit more on that. My thing, I then posted on Instagram that basically golf professional's job is babysitting, and your reward for moving up in your career is being responsible for the older kids and people. I just think that that's relatively true, and it's just something kind of, it's funny, but it's also something that is worthwhile and sharing for a lot of you who are eyeing that head golf professional position or eyeing that general manager position, that knowing that that's kind of the gig as you move up, and the more people that work underneath you, the more people you're responsible for babysitting. And babysitting's probably kind of a little bit of a cheeky word, but you're kind of essentially kind of the parent in that relationship with, you know, how many rules do you set? How much do you let people get away with? And how much, you know, do you turn your back and let people get away with things that then can get out of control? But if you're too strict, then do you make people angry and then they leave? Like, it's just, it really is kind of like parenting hundreds of people at the same time with all different attitudes and needs and wants and all of that. And your reward for moving up in the business is just being responsible for more of those people. As you're an assistant, you're somewhat responsible for all of the members and maybe some staff people, and then you become head golf professional, you're responsible for more staff people with more of their own issues and more of the members, and you have kind of final say, and you have to deal with the more serious issues. And when you're general manager, you have to deal with even more serious issues, and some have to do come from, if you work for management companies, have to deal with managing some of the emotions of the people above and below you. So I think it was a funny comment, but it's also just, I think a lot of times, I know I was guilty of, it's not the right word, but I know I did it when I was an assistant. Was like, if I just make it to this next thing, then all these problems go away. And reality of it is those problems don't go away. Maybe you get to set your own schedule, but really you kind of don't, because your schedule is dictated by what's going on at the club exclusively. You kind of have to be there for everything. And that's something I like to see change anyway in the business, but that's just kind of the reality of it. And I thought it was funny to share, so I wanted to share a little extra podcast this week going into the weekend. It's open weekend. Have a great open. I've not watched any of it, but I will soon, probably maybe this weekend. But anyway, hope you have a great weekend and talk to you soon.